Christ Jesus and that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Despite what the world might want to say or want to believe, despite what the workers of iniquity try to force down people's throats in this time in the earth, it's God is who He is. And, you know, people can try to make Him something that He's not, and they can try to lie and deceive others, but they do so to their own eternal hurt, and they deceive others, themselves being deceived as well. Now, for those that seek truth, for those that look not to a man but look to God, for those that seek the face of God for themselves and are not content to have a man stand between them and God, which was the curse of the law, by the way, was that you needed a man to get to God. And Jesus Christ dealt with that curse on the cross. He created the door direct to the Father through Him. And that door was made open so that you and I could access, and to the very throne room of God, we could go boldly before the throne of God. And that was made available to us. And so for those that take that promise of the living God and live it out and walk with Him for themselves, they live in the experience, they live in the relationship. And when you know the truth makes you free. You know, so when we know the truth, when we know the Father, when we know Christ Jesus, what that does is that makes us free. So then when people stand up and speak a lie, or speak a deception, or speak an untruth, or speak something that has all kinds of hidden motives and agendas wrapped up into it, or even sometimes can speak words that are factually correct, but there's a spirit of lies behind it, and they're trying to sow in deception in that action that they're even taking. All that is revealed when you walk with truth. All that is revealed when the Spirit of truth lives in you, and God is leading you and guiding you into all truth. And, oh, I tell you, you know what? I'm encouraged today because, you know, I went through, you know, a little window, a little season for myself where, you know, in my own frailty, in my own humanness, my own struggles. And one thing that I realized in the middle of that, because sometimes, you know, you feel like you're not hearing God like you need to, or like you would like to, but also the thing I realized is I wasn't praying like I needed to either. It's like, that's like the woman that's overweight complaining that she's overweight, but she doesn't do anything with her diet, and she doesn't ever do anything to exercise. It's just like, well, what do you expect? So God has given us certain things. That's why Jesus even said, when you pray, not if you pray, but when you pray. And He said, do it like this. You know, don't pray, you know, don't try to make a big show out of it. You know, just get away with the Father and in private with Him, pray. And seek His face, and God's going to reward that. So just realizing, you know what, when I just stapled it back down, just knocked it down and just said, okay, I need to get refocused in this area. And boy, God is just wonderful and just meets you in that time when you seek His face and shows you what you need to do. You know, I think we get into all kinds of troubles and stresses when we in and of ourselves try to do things in and of ourselves apart from God. So problems and situations of life come up, and when they come up, instead of dealing with them in the ways that God has shown us in His Word, we try to do them in and of ourselves. We try to fix them. But we do them apart from Him. And you need to seek His face in all things. And in doing that, you tap into the supernatural power that you have in Him. You tap into that flow of the Spirit of God that flows from His very throne to and into your own life. and will give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding. As you ask, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. God will give you wisdom. He'll give you understanding. He'll show you what to do and how to do it. And you got to seek His face for that. And you know, when you do that, what that does is it will save you months and years of struggles and mistakes. You know, we make our lives more difficult than they need to be because we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each man has gone his own way. And instead of seeking the voice and the Spirit of God and His leadership and His direction, then all that requires is just taking things before Him and asking God, you know, what to do. Seeking His face. You know, recently I had a, opportunity for a certain kind of, thing work-wise, investment-wise. And even in seeking God's face in that, and just saying, Lord, what would You have me to do here? You know, what would You, and God showing, hey, it's something else. Now, I'm not going to go into great detail, you know, about what that is here, just because I know that, there's definitely sets of people that listen in here that don't have our best interests at heart, even as the bulk of you do, and even as the bulk of you are brothers and sisters in Christ. But there are those that listen in that are assigned to do that, that stalk, that, you know, just are workers of iniquity and workers of the demonic side, that just stick around to see what they can do to thwart or to malign or to do something crooked or evil. But those people, they do it unto their own destruction. They do that unto their own hurt. They do that unto their own condemnation. Each time they do something against that which God has entrusted us to do, they do that against God. Why? Why do I say that? Because we been called by God as ambassadors of truth, and we speak what God gives us to speak. We don't have any other agenda in it outside of just doing that duty that God's given us to do. So when people pop up and in their own self-will and under that assignment of the enemy seek to do harm or damage or torment or whatever they may try to do, or even behind closed doors and working with demonic spirits and demonic powers, listen to me very carefully, that small segment here that tries to do that. You do it to your own destruction. You do it to your own hurt. And the consequence of that is you reap what you sow. So all that you send and all that you try comes back to you full fold. Do you think that we continue on the way that we do because without the hand of the living God upon our lives? Just think about that. And be mindful, because it's also your soul in the balance. And it's not something you want to play around with. So that is a public service announcement, because, you know, truly for us, we do want, if at all possible, the best for everybody. We do want, because the blood of Christ Jesus is sufficient for the redemption of people's souls. But if people choose another way, and they choose to work with the devil, and they choose to be part of that, then that's their choice. And when people choose that, they end up in a certain place. Now, how is it that people go on for windows of time and carry on and do certain things for a long period of time and don't see the consequences for their actions? Well, you know, there was scripturally there's precedent for that, where, and God calls it in the Old Covenant, it's a time of filling up the cup. And, you know, I mean, he talked about it before with, I believe it was Abraham or Abram, and then later became Abraham. And, you know, subsequently, you know, when he's talking about his children that were going to inherit the land, and he said they haven't yet, for the people that were living there at the time, that were going to be replaced, he said, they haven't yet filled up the cup. And haven't filled up their cup yet. And, you know, there's an accumulation of things that people will do. And it seems like sometimes that they are getting away with stuff. But they're just continuing to fill up the cup over and over, reinforcing their will, their choice, their soul, their direction, their purpose, who it is that they are apart from God, who it is that they are in their dead religions, who it is that they are in their self-will, who it is that they are apart from the voice of the living God, who it is that they are committed to cult of personalities rather than to the spirit of truth, who it is that they are apart from Him. And as they go that way, God, being merciful and also being just, gives people time. But that time is not forever. That time is for a window and a season. And I personally, now this is my own, you know, personal take on it, and I have to clarify when that comes in, but I personally feel like God does that because, so that in the end, too, that people for themselves even know that that was the direction and the decision that they made, the choice that they made, and that was their firm commitment to be that, because they had time. They had time. They had time to repent. They had time to amend their ways. They had time to seek His face. They had time to turn. They had time to not be what it was that they chose to be, to not go that way. But they chose to sear their conscience. They chose to try to create God in their own image and in their own likeness rather than seeking the face of the one true living God. They tried to make things be as something else, ignoring the universal laws, ignoring that which is true. And in doing so, they destroy themselves. But God gives them time, and they fill up the cup. And they fill up their own cup in their own lives. They fill up their own cup in their own cities. They fill up their own cup in their own states, their own nations. Until the time comes when that cup is poured out. And in that time of pouring out, it's a terrible, awful time in the natural. Now, the people of God, we've been given a call and we've been given a commission, and we fulfill that commission in this time. God's hand is on our lives. We know the voice of the Spirit of God. We do what He has for us to do, but our lives are not our own. And we, as God would quicken us, we go forward. As God would strengthen us, we accomplish the purposes that He has for us in the earth. But our dreams, our ambitions, all those kind of things, whatever those may be, you have to put those before the Spirit of God. And you have to be anxious about nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, make your request known to Him. So don't be anxious about stuff, but you have to put it before Him. You have to seek His face. And in doing so, He's going to direct you. Some things may need to be shelved for a while. Some things, God will have you carry them out. And other stuff, God will just say, yeah, you may not need to do that. You know, that may just be something, it might be a good idea, but not for you. So, you know, whatever it may be, you want what you're doing to be under the direction of the Spirit of God. Because now is not a time to be wasting in the wrong places, the wrong activities, the wrong focuses. You know, now is not a time really to be, this is not a time of sowing. This is a time of harvest, you know, more than, I mean, you know, just simple things like that, you know, where, you know, it's little things like that where, you know, if you miss the seasons, if you miss what it is that God's doing, then you're carrying on in, under, you know, a false guise, under false priorities. Let's see. Let's go to John chapter 4. I want to read this one with you guys. Verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink, for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence thou then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that saith thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marvel that he talked with the woman. Yet no man saith, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore saith the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look to the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is the saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that hereon ye bestowed not no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, for the saying of the woman, which testified, He told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Now after 2 days he departed thence, and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went into the feast. So Jesus came again into Canaan of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea unto Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed, and the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him, and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole household. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word, for the truth that is therein. So much in that chapter, so many different things that we can talk about, but a couple things that we want to highlight. The hour cometh and is, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. See, he's the good shepherd, and the good shepherd seeks his sheep. And he knocks at the door, and if any man hears his voice and opens the door, then he will enter into that person's life. But that person is going to have to be willing to, because this lady was talking about, well, do we worship here? Do we worship there? Do we worship at this mountain? Do we worship in Jerusalem? What's the physical location that we need to do this? And that which was made available to us in Christ Jesus is we worship the Father in spirit and in truth. You need that no man should teach you when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. For the Spirit of truth will lead and guide you into all truth. That God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So that is the transition that took place. Let no man deceive the people of God into false religion, false bondages, personality cults. You know, all of that was done away with. We have one who is the gate to the Father, and that is Christ Jesus. That's it. If there's a person out there that speaks the word of God, all they do is nudge you in the right direction. But you are not to follow a man. You are not to follow a person. And you are not to be locked into a physical location. Because you, my brothers and sisters, are one body in Christ Jesus in the Spirit of truth. And you are not locked into some place. The church is not where you go. That is a lie. The church is who you are. You are the church of the living God. So whether you meet in a marketplace, whether you meet in a house, whether you meet digitally, whether you meet online, whether you talk with one another on the phone, you are the church. And if you get a chance to meet in a building, great. But so often when the buildings have been there, they've been infiltrated by the workers of the devil. They sit in the front row. They get themselves onto the committees. They do all the they check all the boxes to make sure that they can be in leadership positions. And then they just squeeze the spirit out of people and destroy them and stalk them and henpeck them and do all manners of wickedness and evil, just like Ananias and Sapphira that in Acts chapter 5 that sought to infiltrate the early church, and they'd were struck dead and died. And they carted them out like fresh killed game and buried them one after the other. But so many of these have crept in. And because the leadership in those places had opennesses and open doors in their own hearts for demonic spirits to work through, and for them to be blinded by their own egos and their own desires to build an empire, they let them in. And in the end, what's happened is destruction and corruption. That slow choking off process. And in the end, what do you have? You've got these vapid structures that don't feed the souls of men and women that are hungry for the things of God. No, they give you this piecemeal, feel-good, kumbaya, once a week, happy little club experience, and then you get to go out for pie afterwards. Just, it's horrendous what this has become. The good news, my brothers and sisters, is that you need that no man stand between you and God. The good news is you need no structure between you and God. The Spirit of Truth is there. You just call on the name of Jesus and He will be right there. You pray wherever you are and Jesus will meet you right there. You cast your cares upon Him because He cares for you. You come unto Him, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and He will give you rest for your souls. You don't go to a man and you don't go to a building. You go where the Spirit of God leads and guides you. Now, if He has you to talk to somebody, great. If He has you, if He leads you, not them, but Him, if He leads you, He can lead you anywhere He wants to. But there's a difference. Wherever we go, we want to go under the leading and the guiding of the Spirit of God. We want to go in a place where His Spirit can flow through us. In this time that we're in right now in the earth, you want to be in a place and in a position where the Spirit of God is flowing through you. And listen, if no one else will do it, you do it. If no one else will believe, you believe. If no one else will trust, you trust. Are we clear today? There's coming a point, as the cups are being filled, that you just got to let people be what they are. People choose a particular way, let them choose that way. But you carry on with Christ. You follow Him for real. You trust Him for real. You go on with that which is true for real. You don't need the approval of man. It may be a lonely road, but thank God for that road that we even have it. Thank God for that chance that we even have it. I would rather be on a lonely road with Christ Jesus than being bound and gagged and stuck inside this prison of the world, only just to be recycled in that thing over and again and destroyed, and your soul just being chipped away at, devouring each other. I don't want to be in that thing. The world in and of itself is hell. And even as light is coming in, as we are going in a transition right now, and as wickedness and evil is being exposed for what it is, and you're seeing just all this stuff just being laid bare. They don't know what to do, but the more that they try to scramble, the more that light streams in, it just reveals and exposes. Thank God. Because in the middle of this too, you see what God has saved you from. You see what God has brought you out of. Now you have a role to play. And your role is not contingent on anybody else. Your role is not contingent on anyone else. It's between you and the Father. You seek His face and He will lead and direct and guide you. Whatever you need, God will make it available at the time you need it. You have to trust Him on that. That's part of your role is to know that God is going to be there with what you need along the way. But you have an assignment. You have an incredible adventure. You, my brother, you, my sister, have a call that needs to be completed. Even as Jesus said in verse 34, Jesus saith unto him, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. God sent you. And what will feed your soul? You know what? What will feed your soul? Because so many of you out there are hungry right now. Is to do his will. To do the will of him that sent you. And to finish his work. Jesus on the cross said, it is finished. He had done it. He had finished the work that God had sent him to do. And it was complete. You, brother, you, sister, have work to do. And it will feed and encourage your soul to do that work. We're in a time of harvest now. The time of sowing that's been done. It's the predominant time of harvest, I should say, because that's the bulk of what we need to be about right now. How that manifests in each and every one of us is going to be a little different according to what God's got for you to do. But move forward in that. Say not ye, there is yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Yea, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look to the fields, for they are white already to harvest. You got to pick your head up. A lot of you guys have had your head down for so long. Pick your head up. You are a child of the living God. The one that created the entire universe in which we are on this tiny speck of a planet and small specks ourselves. We are his children. And God is giving us every resource we need to accomplish his will. And God is putting his protection and his provision in our lives for that which needs to be done. So, carry on. Seek his face and he's going to show you. And you know what? Sometimes it is the smallest thing. The smallest thing where you are just listening to the voice of the Spirit of God and he will lead you and guide you and everything can change in a moment. And it could change for the good. So often we've looked at everything changing in a moment for the bad. And we've had so many experiences like that. But also the flip side of that is everything can change in a moment for good. In the natural as well. In the spirit as well, you can see somebody go from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. In a moment, something can change. In a moment, something can shift. Let no man think that he's above that in his time in the earth. Nebuchadnezzar was brought down in the height of his arrogance. And God even warned him up front. And he took his mind away from him. And he acted like a cow and was running around eating grass, fingernails growing out, just lost his mind. Because even your mind is on loan from God. And at the same time, God, when he lifted up his eyes to God and remembered and recalled that which is true and that which is real and the one that's really in control, God gave him his mind back. You know, all of these people and all of their arrogance and all of their deceptions and all the things that they do, they forget that they are but men, that they are but women, that they are something that's limited, that their very breath is on loan from God. And God has given them, by his mercy, a window of time to be in the earth. And they've used that to destroy, to steal, to kill, to work for the enemies of the souls of humanity and those that rail against God himself. And God has mercifully given them time. But their time's running up. And as it runs up, and as it runs out, you will see for yourself that which God will do. And you will have a role to play too in that, by the way. Part of our role to play is pray. You need to be in a state of prayer in these days. You know, that's something that God's been quickening me. I know that call's been put out as well by others that God is speaking to through this time. It is a time of prayer. It is a time where you and I need to redouble our focus in that area. Because it is out of that state of prayer that God is going to work. Not just in your own life, but also in the situations that go on around us. The effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, Elijah was a man just like us, and he prayed. One man shut down a nation because he prayed. One man. One man. The devil has confused your minds and limited even your own expectations of what can be accomplished in your prayers. But it's time to shed that. In Jesus' name, shed that. In Jesus' name, see what God has given you. See the tools that God has put in your own hand. In Jesus' name, rise up, lift up your heads. Look unto your Father and look unto the work that He has for you to do in this time. You will experience the fulfillment that God has for you. You will experience the joy that God has for you. Those that have gone out weeping and sowing in tears will reap with joy. In Jesus' name, that is our inheritance, our lot, our experience, our promise, our destiny. Be encouraged and trust. And with that, hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Couple things. All right, so you know, we're going to try to get the YouTube channel going a little bit more. You know, don't know what that's going to turn into or whatever, but find Faith Mix on YouTube, and we do have a channel. We put it up there a long time ago. We haven't done a lot with it, but we're going to try to do a little bit more with it in time to come. But subscribe to that channel. And so that you just will get whatever comes up there. And, you know, we'll probably put some stuff up on that Facebook page too. Those will be two places where, you know, we'll probably be able to share some video and some content. So, just another way that we'll be able to communicate out in time to come. But subscribe to that channel if you guys use YouTube. And, hey, just know that we love you guys. We're praying for you. Send us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Love you guys. God bless you. We'll catch up with you soon. All right. Bye.